Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Sorry about that. That was my fault. I have to confess, y'all, if you can hear in my voice, I am on cold medicine this week, and I have been making silly little mistakes along the way, so please forgive me, but I'll try to do better. excuse me. So the good news is we have in the house this morning my good friend Dee Dee Flanlacker. She's executive director with Mana Food Pantry. So let's get to the important stuff. Okay. Dee Dee, how are you?
Good morning, Meg. I'm doing great. And of course, we all know that I can talk forever. So,
girl, you know.
You're in a good way then in that case.
So. Well, I'm so glad that you could be here because Mana Food Pantries is always on my mind. We think of you during the holidays always, and we have lots of food drives around Thanksgiving and Christmas and that kind of thing. But when you get into spring and summer, I suspect that in a weird way, you're not really top of mind for people.
We're really not. And you know what happens is that exactly what you just said, you know, we're all thinking about because the season of giving happens right in that October, November, December time frame. We're getting ready for the holidays, and so we're thinking about taking care of our neighbors in need, especially top of mind, as you said. And so then when January rolls around, you know, for many of us, food is not something we really want to think about. We want to think about taking the food off the pounds that we've gained. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that we see at Mana, food donations then start dropping. And that's not a good thing because what happens then is in January, food needs go up. We see that every year. And so, you know, we have those two things that are, they don't work together, right? If need goes up and donations go down, then we're going in the wrong direction in both cases. And so what a lot of people may not know, which is something that you said, Meg, and that is that every day, Mana is giving away food to people in need. It's not just the holidays.
Right.
It's every day. And right now, we work with about 18 partners.
Wow.
I'm sorry, we have 18 programs that we work with 25 partners, excuse me. And so,
how many people, I mean, this would be a guesstimate, but do you expect that you feed each week?
Right. Well, now, last year, that's a great question. So I'm not good at math, but last year we actually provided food to 71,005 people for a 12-month period.
Yeah. Wow.
So
these are people that are struggling.
Right.
Because I suspect by the time that you walk into a food pantry, you're probably at your wit's end.
You really are, you know, and that's a... As Brent Lane likes to say, you know, when you have to come to Mana, that's not your best day in your life, right? Because you're having to ask for help. And so it's important to us that when folks do receive food from Mana, one, that it's the healthiest food possible. So, you know, ramen noodles are not healthy. Many of us have eaten ramen noodles. I ate them when I was in college.
You know, I think every college student had a supply of ramen noodles.
Exactly. I think so, too. But unfortunately for Escambia County especially, but also Santa Rosa, you know, we have some real health issues that we're dealing with regarding obesity, which then, you know, spirals into a number of other diseases or a number of diseases from high blood pressure to heart disease, et cetera. And so, you know, if we had a meal of ramen noodles every day, we're taking in a whole lot of salt.
Right.
And as much as, you know, I would like to think that chocolate is good for me, it is, and it's a dairy, it's really, you know, not fulfilling the dairy requirement.
Why can't chocolate be like an apple?
I know, I agree. And so one, you know, it's really important to us to provide the healthiest food possible. The second thing that's really important to us is whoever receives food from us, whether it's through our pantry services or it's through a partner, that they are treated with respect and dignity. And that is so very important because we have so many folks who, well, when they come into the pantry and they need help, many of them are ashamed.
Of course, but there's a stigma that's right. attached, and a lot of us grew up, especially our older folks and generations that said, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Right. If you can't take care of yourself, don't expect other people to take care. We had all those messages that were so strong. Right. And so when you lose your job, suddenly don't have a paycheck, and then didn't expect that, go through your savings thinking you're going to be hired soon. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you're not. And there's a lot of folks right now, there's a confusing time, so a lot of people are suddenly finding themselves unemployed that never expected to be.
That's right.
And it's really, I for myself, I would find it very hard to walk in and say I need help for food, yeah. which is one of the basics
exactly.
necessities. So and it's got to be hard.
And, you know, Meg, a couple of things that you just said is so important. One is, you know, suddenly you don't have a job, mm-hmm. so, you know, that job went away. Or maybe you got your hours cut,
right.
which is also, right. you know, terrible. In Escambia County especially, but again, also in Santa Rosa County, we have a lot of families who are working families, and they are, there's actually a term called ALICE, which is Asset Limited Income Employed, Income Constrained.
Employed.
Thank you. And so basically, these are families who are working families, but.
And still don't have enough money for
right.
food?
They just get by.
Gosh.
And so what can happen is one thing can mess everything up. So maybe that family is able to pay their bills every month, mm-hmm. but they really don't have a whole lot put back for savings because there's just, you're just, again, making it by.
So what happens if a child breaks their arm or right. some unexpected thing happens medically? That's going to get your, I mean, yeah. medical today is outrageous.
And, you know, let's say that their one vehicle in the whole household mm-hmm. that gets them to work breaks down.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know, then you got to get that vehicle fixed so you can get to work, so you can earn the money, so you can pay the bills. And so, you know, if we've never lived that way, and mm-hmm. I have lived that way, mm-hmm. if we've never lived that way, it can be hard to understand.
Yeah.
But there are so many people that, one, in our communities live in poverty, and then, two, those families that are ALICE families that are working, that are mm-hmm. doing the very best they can. And so they need help through MANA.
To get rid of that idea that these are freeloaders.
Yeah.
That's the stigma and the ugly word. Yeah. And I just don't, I've been there, I've seen these stories, and it's not necessarily the truth.
No. And, you know, I always hear people say, well, now, come on, don't you think people are taking advantage of the system? Well, here's what I think. If there's a system in place, regardless of whatever system it may be, and there are people involved, then somebody's taking advantage of it. And
yeah.
I'll give you an example. The grocery store, the 10 or less items, right? I can't tell you how many times I have counted my 3 pints of ice cream as one item. I mean, come on, it's all ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going through with 15 items. Now, there's a system,
right,
and it's
right.
set, and it's pretty clear. But doggone it, I don't want to get in that long line.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's an extreme example from
right.
one end to the other. But
right.
You know, it's not easy to ask for help.
That's right.
And another great example is with the government shutdown and mm-hmm. then partial government shutdown. We have a lot of TSA workers in our area that are working the airport here
yeah.
that actually work over at the Destin Airport that live mm-hmm. in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties. And so for a couple of months now, we have been providing TSA employees and their families with food if they need it.
Well, and thank God they have you as a resource.
Well, and thank God we have this community who mm-hmm. is, you know, donating in terms of food and donating in terms of financial gifts and volunteering so that, you know, we are able to do what we do every day.
Okay, so where, if I'm listening and I'm inspired to help, where can I go to do that?
Absolutely. So the best thing to do is go to manahelps.org. And you can learn about doing a food drive, what are our most needed items. You can learn about how to volunteer at MANA. And then you can also give a donation there, whether it's through our website or you can actually write a check and send it in or drop by the office.
And what's the location and your hours in case
Absolutely.
Someone did want to stop by and kind of look into it?
Yes, ma'am. It's 3030 North East Street. That's 32501. We're not very far from Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And our hours are generally going to be, our office is pretty much open 9 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Okay, we're talking with Dee Dee Fonlacker with MANA Food Pantries. If you've got a question for her, now's the time to text it in at 850-437-1620. When we come back, we're going to talk about a way you can help with the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive coming up in May. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. We're back with Dee Dee Flounlacker with Manna Food Pantries. Now, this is one of my favorite things that y'all do every year, the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. So let's talk about that, because that's, believe it or not, just a couple weeks.
I know. I can't believe it. It's, gosh, time flies. So
yes.
The Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is actually Saturday, May 9th. And just to remind everyone, that's when you take a grocery bag and you fill it with groceries and then you put it in your mailbox or near your mailbox. And then the post person, whether it's someone with the National Association of Letter Carriers, or maybe it's a rural letter carrier, because they are amazing as well. They are the National Rural Letter Carriers Association. So whoever it is that delivers your mail and picks it up is the person who's going to pick up your bag on that Saturday. And they bring it back to the post office. And then we have volunteers that are at the post offices. And then there are other organizations that are in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that receive some of the food as well.
Mm-hmm.
Meg, this is such an important food drive because we're coming up on summer. So kids will be getting out of school at the end of May. And what happens is then when children are out of school, they don't necessarily have access to the free breakfast and free
That's
lunch.
Right.
And so, you know, access to healthy food becomes more of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we always see need go up, of course. So, you know, our need goes up in the summertime. This food that we collect also helps get us through until fall time, usually, so into the fall. And it's very simple. You'll get a bag in the mail. But if you don't get a bag in the mail, that's okay. You can use any bag that you have, any grocery bag. And we need non-perishable items. That's really, really important.
So kind of go through the list of what works for
you. Absolutely. So we need canned chicken, canned tuna, canned vegetables of any kind, canned tomatoes, oatmeal, those single serving packets.
Mm-hmm.
Those are easier because that way we can break the box down and use them in all sorts of programs. Whole grain cereals. So no Cap'n Crunch. I like Cap'n Crunch.
Oh,
that's
me too.
Not good. So whole grain cereal. And then canned fruit and 100% juice. And we do ask for canned fruit and 100% juice because we have so many folks, again, who are struggling with obesity, also with diabetes in the community.
That's
so it's just a healthier item.
Mm-hmm.
So no glass items, nothing that's homemade.
Is plastic okay if
plastic
you wanted to do some juices or something like that?
Yes, that's okay. Absolutely. You can do plastic. But really, you know, the things that we need the most are those things that I just mentioned.
Okay.
And you know, be sure that you know, again, if you don't get a bag in the mail, that's okay. You can just put your bag out anyway on the morning of Saturday the 9th.
Okay.
So just be sure you've got it out there. Now, we collected all in last year, all organizations collected about 130,000 pounds.
Wow.
And that is a lot.
That's
however,
a lot.
I'm going to give you just some, you know, a little bit of understanding of what that means in
what
terms of
what does that translate to?
Right. So in November of 2025, so just this past November, Manna gave away 102,568 pounds of food
in one month. My goodness.
If you take a look at 2020, the previous year, same time frame, in November of 2024, we gave away 54,400.
So it doubled in 1 year?
Doubled.
Do you anticipate that will be true this year as well? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, we are seeing the
need
continue. If we take a look at the last 6 months, what we're seeing is a 42% increase in the number of pounds that we are distributing.
That's unheard of.
Yeah.
42%.
42%.
That's scary numbers.
Yeah.
Those are scary numbers.
They really are. And, you know, some of that is because what we think. Some of that is because of food prices, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food prices continue
Everybody's feeling it.
Oh, gosh. And you know, the other thing that we're feeling is food prices are going up, and the packaging may look the same,
mm-hmm.
but if you really take a close look, the ounces that you're getting
in cans
are less.
I've noticed that, yes, and sodas and things like that. I've noticed it.
So, you know, you're seeing, unfortunately, we're seeing less food that is being packaged. And so the other thing that we know is happening, too, is, again, those families, those working families are struggling. In Pensacola especially, but also in Santa Rosa County, there's a challenge with everything from transportation, especially for Santa Rosa, to housing. You know,
mm-hmm.
and housing in Escambia County, again, especially Pensacola, is just crazy.
Yeah, rentals have gotten so high.
They really have. And so we really, you know, there are lots of different things that come into play with why someone might need help. Mm-hmm. And so the food drive that we have with Stamp Out Hunger, again, on Saturday, May 9th, is a very critical food drive because it helps us get through. And many other organizations, as I said, for some of them, it's food for a whole year.
Okay.
And so it's easy to do. And it, you know what? If you just have one thing that you can donate, that's okay.
Yeah, doesn't
one
have to
thing
be a bag
is one
full.
Thing more. That's right.
Well,
don't
if you're cleaning
bad.
Out your closet, you know, your pantry, one of the things that you've mentioned before is that we've talked about this, the expiration date.
Right.
So when I went to volunteer over there and I learned, I said, these have expiration, it's quote-unquote expired. But yeah. Talk about that because don't throw it away.
Yeah, exactly. So we have been able to verify with some food manufacturers as well as there's a government website that you can look at too, and I don't have it right in front of me, but it's safe to use items past their best use by date.
Mm-hmm.
That is really more of a marketing ploy by companies to get you to throw that food out and mm-hmm. repurchase the food. And that's really, really important for folks to note because I have talked to a number of families who are poor who thought, well, I can't give this to my child because, you know, it's going to hurt them. No, it's not going to hurt. Now, if you've got perishable items,
that's different.
You know, that's different. If you've got things like Ensure or baby food, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But canned foods, as long as the can is not rusty on the top, and as long as the can is still in good shape, if it's got a bent on it, mm-hmm. that's okay too, as long as it doesn't have a smell. So there's a lot of stuff that you continue to use.
Excellent. Okay, talking to Dee Dee Flaunlacher with Mana Food Pantries, the big Stamp Out Hunger food drive's coming up on May 9th, and everybody can contribute a little something on that Saturday. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, talking with Dee Dee Flaunlacher with Mana Food Pantries. And during the break, I asked Dee Dee, I said, are there any restrictions in terms of income and that kind of thing? If someone comes in, do they have requirements to be eligible for the food?
Right. And so, you know, we have a lot of different, as I mentioned, a lot of different programs that we do in partnerships. And so a number of those do have income restrictions. But through our pantry service at the main pantry, you can come only a maximum of 3 times a year. So we can only help you.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, 3 times a year. So, and we base their visit on, one, they must have picture ID for every person in the family that's an adult that mm-hmm. needs food. In the household. And then we must have a copy of or a picture of their Social Security card mm-hmm. for all adults, as well as we've got to have, if they're children, we have to have the Social Security card for children as well.
Okay.
So that it connects, you know, that child to that family. And so otherwise, while we do ask income information and we ask expense information, it is self-reported.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm so glad that you asked me this question. I told you I was thinking about this, oddly enough, on the way over here. So first of all, we don't base through the pantry service on income, and there's a few reasons for that. But the main thing that I want to talk about is we go back to the judgmental piece of
mm-hmm.
us, right? So many of us, I think we look at a situation or a problem and we go, okay, how can we solve this? And in our minds, then, you know, we think, okay, well, one of the ways we could do it is let's just not let people take advantage. If they're making $100,000 a year, for Pete's sakes, why would
right.
somebody need our help? And so what's important to remember is that that person, there could be something going on in their lives where that household might, at least for the moment, be making good money.
Mm-hmm.
But that all has changed and brought this person to our doorstep. And
right.
so I can give you a couple examples. One is we had a family who the husband had a gambling problem.
So had
actually mm-hmm. pretty much depleted their, you know, all of their accounts. We had a woman who was living in her, drove up in a Cadillac, and mm-hmm. people had a lot to, you know, our volunteers had a lot to say about that initially,
mm-hmm.
Or some of our volunteers. And then we found out that her husband, they had just divorced, and he got the house, and she got the car, mm-hmm. and she was living in it with her son.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So you just never know what's happening with somebody. But thank God we have this community who's mm-hmm. loving and giving. And thanks so much for having us on this morning, Meg.
It's always a pleasure. What's that website again for all
it
the info?
Mana, M-A-N-N-A, helps, helps.org.
Okay, thank you so much, Dee Dee Flaunlacher with Mana Food Pantries. Thanks for coming in this morning.